The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, it's September the 5th, and I've got two of my really good friends. I have to be careful how I say that because last time I said my old friend. to my good friends with
us. I said you're older than I am.
Yeah, I am. Kit and Kathy Salter, good to have you here.
Wonderful to be here, always.
Yeah. And you're here to talk about the Saturday morning book talk. At the Historical Society, right?
Yes.
At the Boone County Historical Society Museums and Galleries.
Okay, thank
the
you.
The whole ensemble.
Got it. And you're going first on this, aren't you,
I will. Kit? Thank you. I want to comment on your wonderful opening line. Paul is always such fun because he says, these are my two good friends, or my good old friends, and I've heard of maybe 600 of your 1,000 shows, and the opening line is, hi. I'm glad to introduce two or one of a really special friendship circle I have. Nah.
Okay.
Anyway, all right.
Well, don't you realize they call this Radio Friends? All these people that are on here.
I'm going to take over and talk about the book talk.
All right.
What is this book talk?
The book talk is it's a great example of a little idea that bubbles out one Saturday morning. Uh-huh. Kathy and Jennifer Flink are talking, and Jennifer says, you know, I'd like to have something happen here on Saturdays once in a while. We have a dark museum often. And Kathy thinks, oh, okay. And in about 3 weeks, she has the idea of book talks. Mm-hmm. And so we began with Ed Ayler a year and a half ago.
That was a year and a half ago?
Well, it was just about a year and a half ago, maybe June or July. Yeah, July, so 13 months ago. And he talked about Blue Highways Revisited.
Yeah.
We had about 35 or 40 people. We had it in a tight little room. And it was pretty much fun. But we've added a dimension of extraordinary benefit. We have the Flower Girls Bake Shop from Ashen. Julie Sexton and a family of three cute little towheads, mm-hmm. They bake knockout French pastries. So now for our book talks, everybody, wherever you are, look at this book talk thing because they have to go online.
They can go to kbia.org and click on talk shows and then Radio Friend, and you can see this little bookmark that Kit made. He's very proud of it.
I am proud. It's good. When you're an academic, you love to do something with paper. It's very important.
Now, everybody that comes to the book talk, will they get one of these complimentary?
Absolutely. These were embargoed until September 7th, so I can't give these out
edition.
Yet. But for you, I'll show them.
Thank you.
Anyway, okay. We have at 9:30, the Flower Girls Bake Shop put focaccia, scones, cinnamon runs, coconut macaroons, and fresh pastries on two tables. We have a great urn of 48 cups of hot coffee, hot, mm-hmm. good, strong coffee. And then at 10, Kathy introduces the speaker. We've got we're booked for another 15 or 12 months.
So the next one is when?
September 7th, Saturday.
September 7th. So who's speaking?
The Algonquin Scribblers are speaking, and they're doing a preview of Matthew Goodman's 80 Days, which Kathy will talk about just in a second.
Okay.
In any case, we have one other dimension that's important, Paul, because it's still time for you and James to make a move on this. Somebody asked me once, Kit, who sponsors these book talks?
Uh-huh.
And I said, nobody. He said, well, could I? Well, yeah. Well, how much would it cost? And I said, $100.
So you're looking for people to help sponsor your book talk.
We've got four sponsors here for the next four talks. $100 each go right to the society. Helps cover our reception costs, our coffee costs. It's wonderful.
And here I'm going to kick in.
Okay, yeah, because we
That's
only
all?
Got 3 minutes
yes.
left here.
So the sponsors help keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with
and it all goes to the historical.
It all
society.
Goes
Absolutely.
To the historical society. We now have authors, and these are all local authors, except for September, the September book talk. These are local authors. We now have, we are signed up through 2014.
Wow.
And we have one into 2015. Kaya Parsonen, who is the one read mm-hmm. book, The Ruins of Us, was supposed to be our September book talk. And, of course, she's won the one read, so mm-hmm. she's quite busy this month of September.
30 talks.
So instead, we are going to, Ken and I are going to be talking about a book called 80 Days, Nellie Bly and Elizabeth Bislin's History-Making Race Around the World, which oh. happened in 1889. And no one remembers all these years later who
I
they were.
I can't recall that time at all.
And the title itself is quite something to remember.
Yeah.
But I now remember
it. You did
it.
That well.
So we are going to talk about the book, and then we are going to also talk about 3 days in October, the 15th, 16th, and 17th, when we are bringing Matthew Goodman. We've helped pay for it through contributions mm-hmm. to Columbia. He will have a reception at the Boone County Historical Society. He will be in this building, the Reynolds Journalism Institute, on the 16th, talking to journalism and honors uh-huh. college students okay. and giving a public lecture in the evening. And on the third day, the 17th, he will be at the Daniel Boone Public Library speaking in the evening at 7 o'clock. So everyone should come to on the 7th of September at 9:30, have a pastry and cup of coffee.
You
and
bet.
Then Ken and I will not only talk about this marvelous book, but we have copies of the book people can buy in the gift shop there already. And then we will tell them day by day what's going to be happening in October when Matthew
yeah.
Goodman
well,
comes to Columbia. And there is a possibility we may have a film at Ragtag that is about, but they have to come and find out
okay,
what it's about.
Okay, so come this coming Saturday.
That's correct.
Then I'm looking down at some of your other dates. November 2nd.
Yes.
Howard Marshall. Is that?
That's the fiddle playing Howard
That's
Marshall.
That's Howard Marshall.
Wonderful.
Fiddle player, yeah.
Wonderful. Play me something yeah. quick and devilish.
Yeah. And Howard Marshall, outstanding.
Yes.
Old-time fiddle player.
Yep, yep.
So he's going to be doing some fiddle music yes. on November 2nd.
We can't promise what the authors are going to do
yes,
in their 1 hour.
So.
Oh, I
probably
can't imagine that Howard Marshall would come and not bring his fiddle.
I don't think he's doing any mannequins.
on October 10th, we uh-huh. have William Clausen, who has written a book called Journeyman, mm-hmm. About 30 years of travel
okay.
around the world.
Real quick, then on December 7th.
And we have Peter.
Peter Ottrell doing Breaking Barriers, Working and Loving While Blind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So another Boone County author.
Very yeah. different, but all three of the ones, October, November, and December, are all local authors who
okay.
have a book.
All right. Kathy and Kit, thank you so much for coming by. But if you want to see and meet Kathy and Kit this coming Saturday
right.
at the Boone County Historical Society.
When do I get my time?
You got
this
your time.
Is it?
You got 8x10 glossies, too, that you're giving out, Kit? Tomorrow, Hank Waters will be on with us. We're talking about, well, his 150 years in the newspaper business. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.